Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host, here till 4 o'clock playing you some great stuff. We are pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio. I'm off at the Calgary Folk Festival. Maybe we'll talk a bit about that festival coming up a little bit later. But first I want to talk about, what we heard first off the top there. That was something brand new from Lydia Lovelace. She's got a new record coming out in August called Real. And that's the first single, and I just can't get enough of it. I can't wait to hear more of that record. We should have it at the beginning of August, I'm told. But speaking of festivals, which I was a minute ago, last week we had our big Mariposa Folk Festival wrap-up show, had John Brooks call in, and he was so fascinating. We talked for so long, I didn't really get to a whole lot of the stuff that I saw and loved at the Mariposa Folk Festival. So I'm going to continue on with that today and tell you a bit more about some of the great stuff that I saw there. Right now, I can't wait to introduce you to another new discovery I made. This is someone who had heard of before. In fact, I checked out some of the music before and it didn't really grab me. And embarrassingly enough, this performer actually wrote me an email years ago asking if I'd do a house concert, and I never responded. And well, after seeing this person live, I can tell you that I really screwed up, because it was unbelievable. In an unannounced tweener slot, this person wasn't even on the bill, just came up and did three songs and just absolutely blew everybody away. She just, if there were a roof over the Mariposa Folk Festival, she would have blown it off for sure. A powerhouse of the epic kind. Her name is Irish Mythen, from the East Coast. And, well, I want to play something live. This is actually recorded live at the festival. There is a studio recording of this song as well, but it's just nowhere near as powerful as this. And, well, I'll play it for you, and then maybe, well, we'll play a couple of studio recordings as well, just to kind of introduce you a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Irish Mythen, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and thank you.
Ireland seemed like the place to be.
the other day. He was wearing funky sandals and a little goatee. He had dreads that he had just dyed black. All in all, he was looking pretty slick. I said, Jesus, Jesus, won't you save my soul? Jesus, Jesus, I don't want to grow old. Ain't as bad as you think I am. Come on now, Jesus, I'll be a reasonable man. That's what I said. Well, he looked right down upon me. He said, you know I ain't in that line of work no more, but I'll call up my dad and see what he can do. It sure was real nice talking to you. Talking to you. Took it from me. just will not break those ties. And so the memories faded, but now we both know why.
Irish Maiden there with a song from her self-titled record called Gypsy Dancer, and a fine one at that. But I'd bet that it's time for Irish to do a record that sounds more like she sounds live. That last the song before that is a little closer to what we heard, and it's a song called Jesus. She did that at the Mariposa Folk Festival. That's actually not from her record. It's from a record by a lady named Samantha Robichaud, a fiddle player. And lots of special guests on that record. Record is called In the Green Room, and I gave that away at Pledgerama time, I think, to Mike Welfley, and I've regretted it pretty much ever since. But I dug up that track, and it made me feel worse. That there's lots of great special stuff on that record. Why I gave it away? I don't know. And we heard something live recorded at the Mariposa Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago. We heard Tullamore Blues. And there is also a studio recording of that. If you like the song, it does not have the same energy, that's for sure, on Irish's record called Open Here. You can find that one. Here's somebody else that kind of blew me away live and totally unexpected because I'm small-minded and from the suburbs of Winnipeg. And generally, I don't really pay attention to French music, because I don't really understand it, and so to me I can't really focus on it because I don't know what they're saying, and that was the case. There was a Francophone performer who I saw him perform a couple of times, and as much as I didn't understand the music, I appreciated a lot of things about this guy. Number one, great melodies, great harmonies between him and his two accompanists, but just had a wonderful sense of humor and a wonderful attitude. And just a very positive, very friendly, very happy guy, having a lot of fun. His name was Steph Paquette. And it turns out he's from Sudbury, Francophone guy. And on his main stage show, I was kind of watching it, kind of not, kind of whatever. And then he started talking about near the end about how him and his band were going their separate ways. And, you know, so it made it sound like maybe the guys quit or something. But right near the end, he talked about how he'd been doing music for 15 years, hadn't really gotten very far, had done way too much traveling around, and he had promised his wife that if he didn't make it big by this summer, he was going to give up music altogether. And it turned out that this was going to be his last gig on the main stage at Mariposa Folk Festival. And he just gave it everything he had. At one point during a song, he asked the sound crew for a wireless mic, took that wireless mic, kind of jumped down, went down behind the stage and came out around the crowd and was singing through the crowd with this wireless mic, getting everybody up on their feet, singing along. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment and a powerful thing. And I just, I couldn't help but fall in love with the guy. And I couldn't help but feel terrible because he's given up this thing that he's obviously really great at. And he obviously loves, but it's just, it's hard, you know? And I never really blame people for giving up because the music industry sucks. You can't make any money. You're always away from home. It's dangerous. It's it's just really hard. And so I always feel really bad for people who can't make it and kind of give up. But I hope that in my heart, somehow, he still finds his way back on stage. I'd love to see him again. Here's a little live video, which you can find on YouTube, of a guy named Steph Paquette and Tutskajevur. See? Tutskajevur. I'll let him introduce it. Look it up, Steph Paquette. And then we'll play another Francophone performer who we're going to play an English song by this lady. And honestly, the song, the recording, is not nearly as good as she turned out to be live. This is a couple of years old, this thing. 4 years old, as a matter of fact. And it looked to me like she'd grown and changed a lot by the time I saw her. And even though most of her stuff was in French, I found her absolutely fascinating. Her name is Melanie Brûlé. We'll play that for you. Maybe some old-time music after that. You want to hear some old-time music? Why don't we do that? You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Je veux rester. Ouais, je veux savoir ce qui s'en vient. J'ai une surprise à chaque matin. Je veux partir. Je veux vivre vieux. Je veux le faire sans trop perdre de cheveux. Je veux que tu m'aimes. Je veux t'aimer. Je veux plus tout le temps être pressé. Je veux du temps. Je veux avoir raison. Entre la garderie puis la maison. Je veux choisir. Je veux chanter. Je veux que les enfants aillent se coucher. Je veux de la paix pour tout le monde. Je veux t'attendre juste une seconde. Je veux savoir que tu seras là dans mes hauts et mes bas. Je veux la peau contre la mienne. J'ai un petit peu moins de bédaine. Je veux plus vouloir autant le bonheur. C'est pas d'avoir ce qu'on veut. Je veux savoir avant les autres qu'est-ce qui descend le chemin de la côte. Je veux de la chaleur. Je veux du vrai. Je veux plus fumer de cigarettes. Je veux comprendre les mots de la chanson. Je veux plus tu me poses de questions. Je veux la foi. Je veux être un petit peu plus comme toi. Plus comme Saint-Pierre, moi Saint-Thomas. Je veux que tu décides, je veux décider. Je veux que tout le monde ait de quoi manger. Parce que le bonheur, c'est pas d'avoir ce qu'on veut. Le bonheur, c'est pas d'avoir ce qu'on veut. C'est de vouloir ce qu'on a. Ah, c'est de vouloir ce qu'on a. De temps en temps, je veux voyager, je veux du bonbon, je veux shooter ma télévision, je veux changer d'air, je veux plus rien faire, je veux te dire, je veux t'écouter quand t'es couché à côté de moi, puis moi je suis ben trop réveillé, je veux être fidèle, je veux pas que tu saches, je veux peindre les murs avec la gouache, je veux que tu brailles, je veux que tu parles. le bonheur. C'est pas d'avoir ce qu'on veut. Le bonheur, c'est pas d'avoir ce qu'on veut. C'est de vouloir ce qu'on a.
Thank you. banging 29, banging 19 and 29. Pigs put in a bottle back in 29. It's a sales tax title back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29, banging 19 and 29. Quite fine, back in 1929. They built it full of bourbon and a bottle of brine, back in 1929. Yes, that's the way they did it, and they did their thing. My pappy with the Casper cut the pigeon wing. I said that's the way they did it, back in 29, back in 1929. Belly full of bourbon, back in 29. It's a pappy with the Casper back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29, back in
101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
The old gunfighter on the porch stares into the sun and relives the days of living by the gun. When living was mistakes not made and deadly games of pride were played, and the thought of the smell of the black powder smoke standing in the street at the turn of a joke. Ah, the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And it's always keep your back to the sun. You can almost feel the weight of the gun, and it's faster than snakes or the blink of an eye. Time for all slow men to die. His eyes get squinty, fingers twitch. He empties his gun at the son of a bitch, and he step by the smell of the black powder smoke, stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Ah, the smell of the black powder smoke in the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Bullet is only a scar, and he's back in his chair at the front of the bar, and the streets are empty and the blood's all dried. Dead or dust, whiskey's inside, so buy him a drink, lend him an ear. He's nobody's fool and the only one here who remembers the smell of the black powder smoke, stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Ah, the smell of the black powder smoke in the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Before it was paved, learned shoot or be shot before I could shave. I did it all for the money and fame, and noble was nothing except feeling no shame, and nothing was sacred except staying alive. All that I learned from a Colt 45 was to curse, smell of the black powder smoke, stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Ah, the smell of the black powder smoke, and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. ghosts in the streets, seeking revenge and turning them out to the lunatic fringe. He's out in the traffic, checking the sign. He's hit by cars, he goes for his gun. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke. Stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Ah, the smell of the black powder smoke. And stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Sweet revenge. Well, that old train is long and black, it rumbles when it stalls, and the windows shake until they all but break, and it warms my cold, cold heart. Well, I'll be riding high when that thaw sets and I'm pouring out blood for blood, sweet revenge. Station boys and lay your money down. Well, there won't be no coach for me when I am Dodgeville bound. When I get there, I'll knock that door off its hinge. I'm pouring out blood for blood, sweet revenge. Sir, I don't care for your Cadillac, man. Only the pinpoint aim of an old freight train can still my trembling hand. I know I'll find peace when this whole thing is out for an hour. Blood for blood, sweet revenge.
Band from Northern Ontario. They were supposed to come to town once, but they had some vehicle trouble, as I recall, or some sort of accident or something, and couldn't make it. But hopefully they'll make it through again. They're called Murder Murder, and despite the stupid band name, they were pretty fun. They're pretty great. If you like the rock and bluegrass kind of thing, they are pretty good. That was a song called Sweet Revenge, not the John Prine song. Even though they were in a John Prine workshop at the Mariposa, and I wonder if it's because the AD had seen that song on the record and thought that they knew John Prine songs, so threw him in there. Turns out, going into the workshop, I don't think they knew a lot of John Prine songs, but they did pretty well. talk about that workshop in just a second, but that was their song called Sweet Revenge. And before that, a Guy Clark song, The Last Gunfighter Ballad. Both those can be found on the Murder, Murder record from the Stillhouse. Before Murder, Murder, we heard something from Shisham and Lotus and Sun. Now, this is an old-time trio. They are super old-time, you know, the one mic and gathering around and having some fun. They're a band that, honestly, I probably wouldn't have gone to see if it weren't pouring outside. The Friday night, the Mariposa, there was a torrential downpour. It really didn't last very long, but the skies opened up and all hell broke loose. And I've never been in anything like it. The fire marshals came rushing into the tent and told us we had to evacuate. They told everybody to go to the nearby curling rink and take shelter. But most people, we were under a tent at the pub stage, and most people just stayed there. They didn't want to go outside even to evacuate, so they just stayed there. And so we stayed there long enough. Eventually the rain kind of dried up and people started coming back. And it turned out that all the people who evacuated to the curling rink couldn't get in. It was locked and nobody had a key. And they went all the way over there in the pouring rain. And you know, it wasn't exactly the safety plan that had been promised, I guess. But so the main stage acts ended up moving under the pub tent on Friday evening. So I got to sit under this tent. And I was sitting right up front and got to see some amazing things that were supposed to be on the main stage, but ended up moving over there, which I thought was pretty cool. So, you know, sometimes it's better just to stay put. So anyways, got to see Shisham and Lotus and Sun. One guy plays the banjo, one guy plays harmonica and guitar, I think, and something else, mandolin, maybe, I don't know. And then there's a sousaphone guy, he's Sun. And they're pretty fun. We heard this song, 1929, off their album, 1929, The New Kings of Old Time. And we heard Melanie Brulé in there from her album, Sucre Salé. We heard Strange Desire. She did a lot of French stuff, duo pairing with another singer-songwriter. And they're pretty good, but that English song right there really knocked me out when I saw that. And we heard Steph Paquette in there, who may or may not have ended his career at the Mariposa Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago. And I thought he was terrific, so hopefully we'll see him again. Speaking of that John Prine workshop, it was an interesting thing. Why there was a John Prine workshop at the Mariposa Folk Festival, I don't know. It wasn't his birthday or anything. It was just because, I guess. But it was one of those ones where it was a bit of a weird pairing. Murder, Murder, like I said, I don't know how many John Prine songs they knew going in. They had prepared pretty well, so they did some. Gathering Sparks, again, I don't know what their connection was to John Prine. Laurie Yates, again, don't know what the connection was. The only guy who really made sense to be there, I guess, was Jeffrey Foucault. And I love that guy. I've been listening to his music for years. Never got to see him live until this festival. And he actually has an album of John Prine songs, but it came out in 2008. So why it was relevant to do a workshop this weekend, I don't know. But he did great, and it actually turned out to be a great workshop. People had actually prepared, everybody knew some songs, and so it kind of worked out. Bit of a weird thing. Anyways, I want to play something from Jeffrey. I should mention, I learned unfortunately that he uses the American pronunciation like so many unfortunate souls do. So while his name should be Jeffrey Foucault, he calls himself Jeffrey Foucault, which is just plain wrong. But we're going to play something off of his Prine record and maybe one or two others from him because I enjoyed him so much. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. We're talking about the Mariposa Folk Festival.
Well, it got so hot last night, I swear you couldn't hardly breathe. And heat lightning burned the sky like alcohol. And I sat on the porch without my shoes and watched the cars roll by as the headlights raced to the corner of the kitchen wall. Mama dear, your boy is here far across the sea, waiting for that sacred cord that burns inside me. I feel a storm, all wet and worn, 10 miles away, approaching my Mexican home. God, I cried it so hard inside. You could die in the living room. You take a fan from the window, knock the door back with a broom. And now the cuckoo clock has died of shock, and the windows feel no pain. The air is as still as the throttle on a funeral train. Mama dear, your boy's here, far across the sea, waiting for that sacred cord that burns inside of me. And I feel the storm, all wet and warm, not 10 miles away, approaching my Mexican. My father died on a porch outside an August afternoon. I sipped bourbon and cried with a friend by the light of the moon. So it's hurry, hurry, and step right up. It's a matter of life or death. You know the sun's going down and the moon is just holding his breath. A fool, and I love you. I love you, and you are a fool when you tell the truth. You're always lying. It feels more than true, and you are a fool, and I love you. I love you, and you are there. You are a fool. that night in the morning. Gone are the streets and dying. Sunset building. Cup of shade. We sent our smoke through the street lights. We sent our prayers out. That night in the morning. That night in the morning. That night in the morning. Too late for supper. Yeah, we sat at the bar and we drank three beers and we watched the house filling up. But God was listening, and he cupped his ear. That night in the morning. That night in the morning.
Trying
Colin Linden there from his fine record of last year, Rich in Love. That's Knob and Tube. And Colin Linden, the Mariposa Folk Festival used to be held in Toronto, on Toronto Island to be exact. And Colin Linden used to go there all the time as a kid. And he actually got his first paying gig at Mariposa on Toronto Island in 1972. But for some strange reason, had never been back as a solo artist since. I believe he's probably played with Blackie, but never as a solo artist since 1972. I just found that so weird. But he headlined one night and did just a fabulous job. Love that guy. Before that, a few from Jeffrey Foucault. Ugh, I can't do it. Jeffrey Foucault, couple from his latest record, Salt as Wolves. We heard Des Moines and I Love You and You Are a Fool. We also heard his cover of John Prine's Mexican Home. We'll talk about other covers and other special guests and other special stuff at the Mariposa Folk Festival when we return on this pre-recorded edition of Tell the Band to Go Home. Please stick around.